never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking forward to the weekend. Today was Thursday, Today, yeah, it's Friday,
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
What did everybody else have to drink?
Nothing left. I'm suddenly missing picks.
Yeah.
Is there anything to pick? I'm looking. Just going to look for something to pick. Super Bowl, AFC, NFC, name the finalists. Love that one. Winning conference next year. That's even. Minus 110. AFC and NFC. What do you think of that? Winning division. Oh, the AFC East.
I'm currently not speaking to my app. I'm mad at my app because I thought maybe, you know, if I act quickly enough, I mean, the mighty Dave Buchanan was just on mentioning the odds for Bubba Wallace off of his tremendous performance in last night's twin qualifying races as plus 2,600 to win the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Like, I got to get in on this before word gets out that Bukes is, you know, championing that idea.
Yes.
Because it's going to affect the odds. And I cannot find the Daytona 500 on my gambling app. And like, what the hell is that? The race is Sunday. They moved it up even. I mean, time's wasting here. I'm very upset about that. But
is there a DK tires or something?
No. But upcoming races was a play. I did, and I'm back to Tampa with Sammy P. Again, I got no. I don't need horses. I'm looking for, you know, 800 horsepower motor cars here.
Maybe
let's go.
Maybe they're the, like, not a sponsor.
I don't know, man. I've won money betting on NASCAR on my my app by being really smart,
by knowing who will win,
but yes,
correctly predicting who will win.
So
I don't see it on DraftKings.
I don't know what is going on there. Did I miss a memo? Has this been outlawed? Like, what is happening?
MGM has it.
Okay.
Who do you want?
Tell me what Bubba is.
22.
See? Dave said 26.
He moved the line.
It's already happening.
Dave Buchanan moved the line.
Ah!
Jimmy Johnson is 10,000.
Yeah. That's not happening.
He has the experience.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
The favorites are Ryan Blaney and Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch. I meant to bring up Kyle Busch while we're talking to Bukes. I don't think Kyle Busch has ever won that race. I don't know that he's never won at Daytona. Maybe he's won like the July race or something there, but I do not believe he's ever won the 500. And his career has been, he's had a great career, but that's, you know, that's like Earnhardt, you know, near the end of his career, had, you know, 20 years of trying, he finally won it. And then tragically, a few years after that, passed away in an accident at the track. So, yeah, like Kyle Busch is an idea.
I remember watching that. Ugh. You wouldn't forget it, right? Earnhardt?
No. It was, yeah.
Like 98, 99?
I cannot. I should know the year, but I don't. I'm sorry.
Maybe 2000.
I was way more into it than I am now. Like I'm very. I don't know how much this came through while we're talking to Dave, but I mean I'm. I mean I can't tell you hardly the first thing. I mean I think I know who the manufacturers of the cars are, and I know some of the names of the drivers. But
this was your day for a while.
Yeah, it's still traditions die hard with me. I'm gonna do the thing. Although I am, John Gale and I are spending tomorrow together, and usually he's a part of this fried bologna thing for the Daytona 500. So I don't know if he's going to make the trip over 2 days in a row. This is some version of your invite, John. If you're listening, whatever, we'll talk tomorrow. But I still do like to do it, but I'm just not as into it as I used to be. But back then, way into it, and into it enough to know that watching that, I mean, when that happened, it was in the moment, very, you used to seeing accidents, but I remember it escalating for me emotionally. I wasn't, you know, a huge Dale Earnhardt fan, but I recognize certainly his importance within the sport. He's a legend, right? So the accident happens, and the first driver that I saw get talked to by a reporter was Kenny Schrader. And I just remember the look on his face and the way he talked. He was like 1,000-yard stare, just blank. And I think my wife was maybe sitting, I turned to her, I said, like, this is bad. Like, that guy is shook hard right now. Because he was, you know, he was involved in the accident, so he was there. And I think as years went by, or maybe even shortly after, you learned that he maybe saw inside the car. And it was obviously very, very tough. That was tough. I was working with Kevin Sylvester then, who had been, he came back here. Kevin and I worked together at WBEN for a while. He left to go to Charlotte Motorsports hub, and was back, and we were working mornings together. And I mean, that was just a wall-to-wall day of just talking to fans about what had happened. It was awful. Yeah, doesn't even begin. Terrible.
What is the state of NASCAR?
That's a question. Let me call Dave. I don't know. I
F1.
I'm just one
moved
dude.
In.
Yeah. I think.
Netflix.
Yeah. And I had that came and went for me.
That's over?
Yeah,
Kind of for me too.
Verstappen
won every race.
It's not always like this, but it feels very much like my experience with it. This is like I only got to watch the last 2 minutes of an NBA game. See the start of the race, and if nothing mechanically goes wrong, yeah, you're the guy who had the lead at turn one is heavily the betting favorite from here to the end, even though the race is going to take, you know, 90 minutes or 2 hours, whatever it's going to take. You get to that first corner in first place, you're probably in great shape, provided your pit crew doesn't screw up and you don't drive over a piece of someone else's car that didn't get removed from the track. And that takes a lot of it out of it for me, you know. But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But the spectacle of it, I'd still very much like to go to see an F1 race in person.
Canada.
I think, yeah, Montreal, Austin, Miami. Like, it's available, Vegas. I'd like to see it, I think, once in person, just because the cars seem incredible. Like, the speeds they go and the way they corner, it's unlike anything else. Like, I grew up a stock car fan, going to Holland Speedway with my dad, and, like, love that. So, you know, I gravitated to NASCAR as a kid, Richard Petty, and just that was it for me. The one time I went to a big race was in Vegas, the inaugural Vegas 400, which was in 1998. It was a brand new facility, and they had booked an IndyCar race for like later that season or something. And because this race was in, I think, February or early March, because it was like the second or third race after Daytona, this race I went to. But they had an IndyCar run hot laps during the, you know, before the race, the NASCAR race started. And I was blown away about how fast the car was moving and holding the corners. And that's what these F1 cars are. I mean, they are just, the grip is incredible.
Plus 27 years of technology.
Right, right. So, anyway.
So you've been to a NASCAR race in Las Vegas.
Right.
And didn't you go to one in California?
No.
Okay.
No. The Vegas, maybe you'll remember my story about the Vegas race. My wife and I are there. We're not married. This is like March of 98. We're out there. And, you know, great trip. We go to the race. She couldn't have cared less about the race. The race was, you know, a big piece for me. I wanted to go to one. And so we did a lot of fun things outside of Vegas, day trips to Utah, Zion, and whatever. It was a great trip. Mm-hmm. But the race, it was the tail end of the week. It's Sunday. We go to the race, 150,000 people, you know, just huge scene. I think took a cab out there because driving, traffic, parking, driving back just seemed like a nightmare. So we found there were lots of shuttles, and we got out there, spent the whole day. I mean, it's a long day. We got out there probably 9 in the morning. The race didn't end until 5 in the evening. But we're done. It's over. We're walking out of there and trying to figure out, like, you know, I don't have a solid plan for how we're getting home, you mm-hmm. know, but, you know, there's going to be transportation available, obviously. We're walking past this line of limousines that are lined up there. And outside each one, you know, guys, it's like the airport. People are holding signs for names of people who have booked limousine rides back to the strip. And one after the other. And then we passed a guy that just had like $45 on the sign. And we walked past him, and I said, did you see that? And she says, well, I think that guy just was holding a sign that said $45. And she's like, oh, we should go talk to him. Mm-hmm. So we went back and said, are you offering rides back to the Strip for $45? She said, yep. I said, dude, here you go. We're in. We jump into the back of this limousine. It's not the big, you know, like a bus, but it's a limo with, you know, the seats on either side facing each other, you know, a big enough vehicle. We get in the car. The guy sitting on the bench seat across from me is a guy I knew from Buffalo.
All right.
He had moved out. He dated a friend of my girlfriend at the time, you know, before I met my future wife. And he's sitting there. I get in. He goes, come on. I go, this guy. And one of my favorite parts of the story, this guy was known as Dave the Card. Mm-hmm. Because he dressed up as a Pat Borders baseball card for Halloween one year.
All right. It gets better.
Yeah. Like, so Dave the Card.
Of all players.
Dave the Card. He moved out. He became a school teacher and moved out to Vegas, like, I don't know how many years prior to this happening.
Not even, like, Molitor.
Right. It's Pat Borders. Dave the Card. And I'm like, you got him. And I even see, I get in. He recognized us first. He had, you know, he was seated. He's like, come on. I go, Dave the Card. what a thing. I mean, there's 150,000 people looking for rides out of there. I randomly hop in some limo, and it's a dude I know from Buffalo.
That's great. Yeah. He was at the race.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, that's my motor racing experience.
I read, hold on, I got to hold back tears because I don't think TSN curling is going to stream in the United States.
No, no.
I read that Russ Howard needed a limo to get to Thunder Bay for the broadcast from Duluth.
That seems like a long ride.
I read an article about him, how he's one of the broadcasters for TSN, and he had a flight from Toronto to Thunder Bay that was canceled because of recent storm. So only three cities fly to Thunder Bay: Toronto, Winnipeg, and Ottawa. So he had to fly from Regina, Saskatchewan to Minneapolis to Duluth, and then he got a limo 4 hours to Thunder Bay. That's a good limo ride.
Yes.
I don't know if his friends were in the car with him
from his past. That is indeed a good
That's
limo ride.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Last year, I love this tournament. Love to watch curling. The Scotties is the women's national championship in Canada. And I don't know, to me, like, I don't really know anybody in it, but shockingly, the morning of the first day, a reporter tweeted good news. They're going to let the stream into the States so you can watch it for free down mm-hmm. there. Which they never had done. Before that, you had to watch it the next day. And then I think they just stopped doing it entirely, but it was the next day. So I had to follow the tournament like I wanted, unfollow all the accounts that would tell me who was winning.
Right.
And that was annoying, and I don't know if I ever made it to the finals without knowing, but then last year it's like all live. I'm waiting for that all day today. The first thing I thought of this morning was, are we going to be able to watch it for, you know, mm-hmm. in the States live? And nobody has said yes yet.
When does it...
7.
Begin? Okay.
McCarville at home. Rachel Holman on the ice tonight.
All the big names.
I got spoiled. The Grand Slams, a new guy who's a listener of ours, by the way, apparently, bought the Grand Slam thing, all the tournaments, put them up every match, every session live on a site called Home Team. Watch every one of the slams. And I watch them all when I can, you know.
Yeah,
When I'm here, I'll have it on sometimes and just check between segments.
Oh, yeah.
As you know.
I walk in and...
You hear other noises.
Hear the women, you know. Yeah.
You hear the noises. Yep. It's a unique sound, curling.
Hold.
Is
that something they yell, hold? Is that...
Hard.
Hard. Okay.
Yeah, but
hard.
They don't, you know, make it sound like that. It's more of a scream.
Yeah.
It's forceful.
That's my experience.
Anyway, maybe we'll get a miracle.
Well, I'm rooting for you.
One other miracle today, Paul Hamilton did have a question for us. You will hear that and more in our conversation with him, which is next. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.